Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself. To see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. There is no fluff, there is no background music or transitions or anything like that, at least for now. Right now it's just, think of it as like an audio journal that's just public. Yeah. It's something I'm putting out there for everyone to hear. Day 28 of 500. Wonderstruck. I am absolutely wonderstruck. Like I've said many times before, I've struggled for what feels like an eternity with major depression, crippling anxiety with only intermittent periods of relief. I've done therapy, medication, currently two. And tried everything under the sun, from avoidance and repression to trying to tackle things head on, and virtually nothing has ever seemed to make a dent. Things began changing this year when I finally decided I was sick of it. Enough is enough, and decided to dedicate my year to getting better. Signed up for BetterHelp, amongst other things, and that helped a great deal. Kind of like analyzing myself and my perspective and my struggles. 28 days ago, I was off the charts in the worst way possible in every mental health assessment I took. While some things were and are situational, the biggest changes I have made are, one, focusing on four gratitudes a day, and two, exercising at least 6 days a week. It was time for a check-in, so I did it, and I'm blown away. My social anxiety monitoring has dropped from very severe to mild, depression from severe to mild. Panic monitoring from off the charts severe to mild, and post-traumatic stress to from severe to virtually none. These are the lowest scores I've ever had in any of these categories ever. I've been doing these for 10 years. This is something I'm going to have to reflect on more deeply before I say more, but I think this is working. Four gratitudes, number 110, Sean Toole, Nicole Borgstrom, and Kyle Hartman. Couldn't ask for a better team. 111, the genuine kindness of strangers. So many people I've never met have reached out to me with condolences about the passing of my grandma, and it sort of renews my faith in the genuine good nature of people. 112, hat days. It's hat day at work, and it was nice to not have to do my hair or anything. I just got out of the shower, put a hat on. It's good. 113. When someone uses a Keurig before me at work, so it's already filled with fresh water and warmed up. Lifesaver. More tomorrow.